Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, and this is the second recording for the second season of our campaign, which I think we're going with Super School, but everyone calls it Cape
School. And I call it Power School.
Actually, I think the season will be called Cape School, but it's technically called Super School. And Natalie wanted to call it Power School.
Yeah.
All right. So, why don't you give us a little bit of a rundown on who you'll be playing this season?
I will be playing Athena. Cape is Menagerie.
Okay.
And Athena is be a ranger, and her powers are animal companion, and secondary is invisibility.
Slash. Illusion.
Illusion.
All right, and what race did we pick for you?
The bunny.
Herangon, yeah. The bunny.
The bunny.
So, other than that, is there anything mechanical? Oh, what did you take as your first level feat?
I don't know.
No, if we
did. We probably didn't. And if we did...
So we have to establish that. Don't worry about it. We'll figure that out later. So we haven't figured out her first level feat yet, but we'll figure that out. It's not going to be relevant here. Actually, we might take skilled or because of what her dad's walked her through.
I don't know, but I'm really glad that I picked out a picture for my profile picture for my D&D Beyond thing.
Did you?
I mean, picture on my character sheet. Picture on my character sheet. Not... about that company. Bad company.
Which we are currently boycotting. Which we are currently
boycotting.
Alright. And using OGL 1.0A.
Don't.
1.0A. They legally say we can't. That's what we're using.
A, B, C.
Either way. So, Natalie.
Polly.
It is the day before Athena is set to leave for Super School.
Yeah.
She is in her high-rise apartment, and she has... her cat named
Murphy.
Yeah. Her cat named Murphy is kind of lounging around on her shoulders like he likes to do. Mm-hmm. And he's been extra grumpy lately, so because you're leaving and he has to, which means he has to leave and he's not really a fan of it. Your dad's tried to convince you to get him to stay, to leave him because they quote, they like him around, but you know that they're just trying to make it easier on you when you move because you're going to be gone for a few years. But what was your opinion on that?
Of the cat?
Are you keeping the cat with you or leaving the cat behind?
I want to bring the cat with me.
Alright. So.
He is my friend, even though he is grumpy.
Fair. And at this point, has he talked to you yet? Or does she know
there
he can talk
been,
or no?
There has been moments where.
She thought,
kind of like how you think when you're talking and talking to your cat or your pet. And she thought she had heard, like...
What the hell?
That's stupid.
Dumb.
That's a dumb idea. I hate that.
And then she talked to him, and he doesn't
And
respond.
Then he, like, she was kind of actually a little bit confused, but he's like, I don't think I heard that.
Yeah, you guys are in for a new flavor of Animal Sidekick this time. Gone is Cece, the ever-joyful. In brings Murphy, the grumpy cat. So... you are in your room. Why don't you describe her bedroom?
So it is very...
Did her parents have anything to do with the design of it, or was it all her?
Oh, I got you. So 100%, it is stereotypical girly, like Cali girl, pinks and flowers. And it was definitely like they picked it out, but she had a little bit of
say
like
so what's her what is her flavoring on it
what is her flavor her flavoring on it is she added some like decal stickers on the walls God I don't know man like
you're the one playing the character what's
boys
her?
Art
no God
singers,
no
art, is it music Oops. Musical acts is it like different national parks is it like different
it's
kinds
like,
of animals
it's like there's a thing online where you can make, like, your... okay, I know you hate this word. Is a aesthetic picture wall. And she kind of had started an aesthetic picture wall. So it's, like, greens and foresty pictures. And
so the
kinda...
opposite of what her dad's did.
Yes.
And why don't you describe your dad's?
So we got two dads.
Hence why I said dads.
Dads. There's one named the Herc. That's his super name. And the other is Nighthawk. And I think we're going with that they're both himbos.
Oh, you're not going with one Brainiac, one himbo?
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, because it was the one Brainiac.
One was one Brainiac, one himbo.
Nighthawk is the Brainiac.
And then Smarty Herc Pants is not.
And Herc is not. He is the himbo.
And was she adopted?
Yes.
And does she know?
Does she know that she's adopted? Yes, she knows that she's adopted. Well, no,
because it could be one dad is the buyer.
No.
No, she knows she's adopted.
No, she knows. They know. They had told her that she was adopted.
Did they tell her young, or did they tell her when she was older?
They were very on top of it. She was like 5 years old, and they sat her on the bed, and they had a book ready to go, and then everything else in the tissues, because they were crying. They told her. They felt bad. They were like, I'm sorry that we had to tell you this, but you're adopted.
And was she cool with it even then?
I don't think she understood what adopted was at that time. But now she does.
And is she cool with it? And does she have any interest in finding bio parents?
She is curious on bio parents because they kind of like brush it off like, oh, it was a part of a CAPE kind of supers like type agency, and we wanted to make sure that we got like a kid that.
And later on, Nighthawk let it or Herc let it slip that they're under an NDA. They cannot tell you who your parents are.
And then he fully was just like, "Don't tell your other dad that I said that. I'm so sorry."
I want to say it's Dad and Pop.
Dad and Pop. Pop, don't tell Pop that I told you.
Yes.
Or no, he would be Pop, and then Nighthawk would be Dad. Yeah. So Dad and Pop.
Don't tell Dad.
Tell Dad.
And then Nighthawk walks in and says, "Don't tell me what."
Nothing. I will give you money if you don't say anything.
So you are led into. So you know it's breakfast time, and you know it's your last full day with your dads before you leave.
Yeah.
So you know that your dad's gonna go all out.
Oh God.
And,
yep.
But the question is, are they gonna go all out? Like is it a party? Or is it going to be a, like, training session, like, get ready? Or is it going to be a, are you going to see the manager? Your dad's manager?
Mm-hmm.
Who, because you're going to CAPE school, which, or super school, but you know that there are other kids who you grew up with who are going to be going.
Yeah. So I think it is a, like, they're sad that she's leaving, so it's kind of like, I made you your favorite breakfast, and she's like, I haven't liked that breakfast since I was like 10 years old, and they're like, but we made your favorite breakfast for you.
So you go out, and your dad,
and that's kind of, and that's the, what it is.
Okay, can your dads cook, or do they order it?
They can cook. Okay. It's Nighthawk. Nighthawk can cook.
Are
you kidding me? Nighthawk would not allow Herc in the kitchen. He's like, no, you're not going in there because he's too chaotic.
Okay, so what are their real names?
Tom and Nick are the names of Nat's character's father.
Oh.
So Tom says, "I'm so sorry. I know it's not your favorite anymore, but Pop insisted, and Nick says, Pop says, but you love it, and it is Mickey Mouse pancakes." With extra chocolate syrup, and it's very much with chocolate syrup and strawberry syrup. It's very, very sweet, and you're thinking you want like granola. Well, actually, what's your favorite breakfast?
I think her favorite breakfast is
a skillet, maybe?
Like the smoothie bowls.
Yeah, like an acai bowl.
With acai bowl with the granola on it, and
like a side of bacon or no?
And no.
Is she a vegetarian?
We're in California.
Is she a vegetarian?
We're in California, and that's very trendy type thing. But she is not a vegetarian.
Then maybe there would be bacon or sausage or something like that.
I don't know. No, probably not.
Okay.
No.
So that's what she'd rather have, the acai bowl, and she's just not.
She's not into the Mickey Mouse pancakes. She's not dead anymore.
But then does she walk over to the fridge and just go get an acai bowl and pull it out?
I think, so Dad would have...
He has one in the fridge.
He had one like sitting out like, oh, that could be her side for the Mickey Mouse pancakes. And then Pop is just like, you're right, that would be a good side.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And he kind of like, because he's a lawyer, and so he can kind of like talk his way to
So
it makes sense.
It gets to be about the end of, you know, you have your normal breakfast with your dads. They're very complimentary. They're like, oh, you can't wait for you to go to school. You're going to learn so much. you know, our best, some of our best time was when we were in the corporate training camp where they learned to be corporate capes. Because they are corporate capes of what company? Or is it like of a cape agency that works with companies?
Yeah, I think
is it a one particular company or is it a bunch of companies?
It's a multiple companies.
So they're part of
it. Because they've done, we've decided like this world's version of like Nike.
Yeah.
And like sportswear. So her clothing majority of the time will be.
Is athleisure wear?
Is athleisure
wear. Okay. So you get to the end of lunch and breakfast, and they're very much so complimentary, and they're talking about, you know, you're gonna get to know all the other kids so well, and they're gonna
be have so much fun.
Lifelong friendships, and make sure you spend and then they're talking about like make friends, don't feel, you know, Tom is very clear, or Nighthawk is very clear, you don't have to do anything you don't want to, be the person you want to be, and Herc is like, yeah, do that. Be you. He doesn't know you. He loves you, but he's dumb, and
he doesn't know.
He thinks it's weird that you have the aesthetic wall in your room, but he thinks you like it, so he leaves it alone.
Yeah.
Tom gets it.
Yeah.
He's like, I get it. Your dad designed that other room for you, and it would break his heart to change it.
Yeah.
So as you're finishing breakfast, you hear a knock on the door. And then the AR screen shows up, and you see that it is Ronnie, the manager. Rhonda? Big Rhonda, the manager. Your dad's manager. Yes, Big Rhonda. that's what your dad's call her. They say you have to make sure you just call her Rhonda, or she gets really mad. And she's knocking on the door, and she says, "And do you buzz her in? You've got the thing on your phone, on your A phone. You can buzz her in.
You can come on up."
No, she's at the door.
Yeah.
To the.
Oh.
Yeah.
Buzz her in.
And she says, "Athena, baby," and she's very big. She's very big. What's that energy? Big New Yorker energy, like very. Aha!
I feel like she comes up and hugs me, and she's just like, "No, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you."
Exactly.
No,
yeah, she walks up big, huge hug, like squeezes, cracks your back, and you're like,
"Owie!"
And then she just like sets you down. And she says, "So, are you excited to go expand the brand?"
Hi, good morning, Rhonda. You have so much energy in the morning, don't you?
Oh, I get up at 4 a.m. Let's go! Oh,
fantastic, thank you.
It's almost 10. It's almost 9. I've been up for 5 hours and I had 3 cups of coffee.
I think you need to limit your caffeine intake. I'm going to be
My
really
doctor
honest.
Said the same thing, but I know better. So, Athena, baby. Have you looked through the proposal I sent you?
And then
sent it last week.
I look at Dad and
Nighthawk is looking at you like, and then just kind of shrugging, like, "You talked to her. You're an adult now. You got your powers, like, you know."
Yeah, I skimmed through it.
Great. So you know, I gave you the names you're supposed to be looking out for. Just make sure you join them and that pair real tanks. They'll take you far. You did not. Not one time.
Are you sure? Can I roll for it?
You absolutely did not look.
I'm not a Luna, where I'm forgetful.
Oh, okay. Roll me a...
I'm not forgetful.
Okay, hold on. How many times a week does she look through her email? No, I'm asking.
I have a lawyer father. Are you kidding me? I believe I am told to look at that every day.
Ooh, okay. Then roll me a wisdom check. Just straight wisdom. It's plus 3.
14.
Yeah. Yes, you saw it. It was a lot. It was a 5-step plan,
mm-hmm.
And in it, it recommends that here are two names of people who will be joining you at Super School, and they are already corporate sponsored by your parents' company, your dad's company. And it says, find them, join up with them, and then you guys will be the newest team. And they've already got like, it's got like brand deals attached to it already. And people are like, if you join these two, you'll get access to these brand deals. And it is a full on like contract.
What is their name?
Oh, okay. One's Tychus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's a huge like.
Tychus.
Tychus. He's a huge 7-foot tall. He's got super strength, and that's it. And super strength and durability. He's like just a mm-hmm. truck. And then the other one is Sylph. S-Y-L-P-H.
S-Y-L-P-H.
And they've been going by their super names since they were like 10.
10, of course, yeah.
And you don't even know if they have real names anymore. And She is like 5'2", but stacked. And I'm talking assets in all the right places. She's a bombshell.
And I'm assuming she's also strength.
No.
No.
And she is like, she would be the, like the party's face. She's very much so personality plus. And she's also incredibly strong.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're right. So she's tiny but mighty. But she's also got super high charisma. Very,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And you hate
her. And she hates you. And Tychus hates you. Because they realized very quickly that you weren't going to be pushed around. And they've hated you since you guys were kids. And you didn't have powers until recently.
Yeah.
They got their powers super early and you were a late bloomer.
Yeah.
You're not even 100% sure what all your powers are yet.
Yeah.
Like, you think you may have gone invisible once on accident.
Yeah.
But you're not 100% sure that you did that. Mm-hmm. It might have been an illusion. It might have been something else.
An illusion.
You may have just been imagining it. And you don't know about your animal powers at all.
Yeah.
So you just think you have invisibility. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Maybe? You're not sure.
And then I'm like remembering the plan. And I'm assuming that it has something to do with,
it's
like,
very much so, like, and there's a clause at the end, like, if you don't do this, your fathers will be put on, there will be a, your fathers will be fined. Because they agreed when when the company helped get you, that you would work for the company.
I'm assuming that I went, do I have to roll this to assume that I
roll
went,
me?
I went through and tried to find, like,
Loopholes. Okay, would you like this to be your personal interest skill? Because everyone's going to get a personal interest skill. Mm-hmm. Would that be legal matters?
Legal matters.
Because your dad's a cop, because your dad's a lawyer?
Is that my teen girl not doing this thing? Is legal matters?
Would you like it to be?
Fantastic, yes, please.
So you get one interest skill and you get expertise in it, so legal matters. By the way, the other people at the table, you also get to pick a personal interest skill, think on it, and then let me know what you want it to be. Natalie?
Yes, legal matters. Do I have to roll this?
Yes, you roll with advantage.
How much?
And you get advantage. I'm sorry, no, you roll regular, but you get to add double proficiency plus your intelligence.
So 4 plus intelligence.
So 6.
Yeah, add plus 6.
18 plus 6.
24, there we go.
Did I find some loopholes?
Yes.
Fantastic.
You found a loophole. Essentially, if you make contact with them, and they don't, but they've already found someone else, the contract's null and void.
Okay, hide from them.
And Rhonda is very much so talking over you as you're trying to, like, describe, like, yeah, of course I'll do that. And Tom looks over, you know, Nighthawk, Tom, Dad, who has 3 names we've already established this session, God help me. He looks over at you and...
Just so for ease, Dad is Nighthawk.
Yes.
And Pav is the Herc.
Yes.
And that is it. We won't use any other names for right
so
now.
So Nighthawk looks at you.
Yes.
And you get a text message. And it says, do you need me to go through the contract or do you have this handled?
I would like you to go through it, but I feel like I found the loophole.
Okay. I trust you. I've taught you well.
Thank you.
You want to just forward me that email. I'll take a look through it.
Mm-hmm. And she forwards it as she's being talked at.
Yes. Exactly. Rhonda's very like, so don't forget it. We've got this Kella. Or, I can use names of countries. I don't give a company. I don't give a shit. Kellogg's has a big cereal deal that you are going to be on the front box with Tychus as like a fighting pair with Sylph out in front of you, look, you know, like roaring. It's going to be great. Don't worry about it. I'll send you the mock-ups. It'll be fantastic.
As she's thinking of this ad popping up, she's just like, just panic. Just like, oh my God, imagine if I actually had to go through with that.
And she says, oh, I brought you a mock of what your suit's gonna look like. Hold on. And she pulls out like a
Rhonda, just asking. Hold on. I know.
She tries to keep talking.
And then she's like, wait, hold on. Do you know what my powers are?
She practically vibrates that she's not talking right now. Like,
do you know what my powers are?
I assume that you'll pick up either the strength of your dad or the intelligence of your...
You do know that I'm adopted, Pop. Correct? And then I feel like Pop is just like...
Yes. Herc/Pop is everyone's favorite dad that is totally oblivious. He knows that she's adopted, but it still startled him.
You're not supposed to tell people.
Like, she talked about how we got it. Like, it's in the contract. But yeah, that's yeah. She says, "Oh, don't worry about it. We picked. There's a good reason why you'd be getting good powers.
Why?
I'm under no legal obligation to inform you on that. So, like I said, find Tychus. Find Sylph. Get answers. Rhonda out." And she just turns and she leaves behind on the
table.
What the hell is it called? The breakfast bar.
Yeah.
Like, in front of your seat is probably the most garish, ugly.
Not her at all.
Orange and with some, like, black lines. Almost like she looks like a tiger. And it has on its hip, it has a big old sword, and there's a shield, because your name's Athena, it's a spear and a shield, and it says, you know, Athena, as in big ass letters on top of it. Roll me an invisibility check, an illusion check.
What would I add to that? Just
I already put in your skills.
Oh, it's you. Illusion.
Dash plus proficiency.
You said illusion?
Yeah. I didn't give you expertise, right? I just gave you regular.
17 total. 10 plus 7 is 17. Yeah.
So you just poof invisible.
Yeah.
After Rhonda's already left.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I can't imagine myself looking like that, and you just instinctively hide.
Yeah.
You've activated invisibility.
Yeah.
You're invisible for 10 minutes. You don't know how to turn it off.
Oh, fantastic. Do I know?
You can still see you.
Yeah.
You're immune to illusions.
And I feel so like she's kind of, she kind of like looks at it, and then there's like a deep.
By the way, you're immune to illusions, which means you're immune to invisibility.
Yeah. So you can see invisible.
Correct.
I feel like she looks at it and is holding it up, and she can see like a deep V.
Oh,
her arms.
It like goes down to like the middle of her
and
her,
she starts panicking bosom. And she's hyperventilating and she does not want to wear that.
And
she's still holding it up.
Nighthawk looks around and says, I can still hear you. Where are you?
And she's holding it up, and he can't see it. You're holding it. Is that gone now?
You're holding it.
Because I'm holding it. Yes. Gotcha. Okay.
And what? Hurt? Can you see her? Where are you, honey?
Guys, don't mess. Like, I'm not a kid anymore. You don't have to pretend that you can't see me.
No, seriously. Where are you?
I at the breakfast bar.
She takes a picture and then puts it up in AR. No, you're not. It's on the big screen. Like, there's. The best breakfast bar is empty.
I think I... And she can... Does she knocks on the counter?
You can talk and you can make noise.
Yeah.
It's just you're not visible.
Yeah. I'm at the breakfast table and
you think you are. And then Herc walks over and says, "Hon, go take a look." And Herc walks over and like taps where you are and pushes you and you almost fall off your chair because he's really strong. Oh, yeah, no, she's definitely here. He picks you up. Yep, totally still here. And he like tickles your sides and roll me a con save. Is it an hour? Yeah. Fuck.
Con save is 8 plus 4.
You make the con save. You maintain your... Actually, do you willingly fail your invisibility? You feel like, oh, it's slipping. You could let go if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Oh, and you... Oh, I got her! And he's holding you up like a child, because he's very strong. Look! And he pulls you into a big hug.
But no. You're back!
You're like a kitten. You're back! And Murphy on your shoulders just like, And you hear, let me down. Meow.
I mean, meow.
Because he's been there the whole time. You're used to his weight on your shoulders. You don't even think about it anymore.
He wouldn't jump off after being picked up by Herc. He would jump off.
He doesn't.
No, I was gonna say if he jumped off and then as I'm being squished, yes. He goes.
Yeah, he says, "Let me down." You know what? And just jumps over onto Herc's head and just stay human. I mean, meow.
I heard something.
What? Murphy's a little more vocal today.
No, but... not well. He is vocal. You're correct.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He just said, put me down, and then he's like, no, yeah, just stay human.
All cats meow and then they go down. It's normal.
Not like that. I always joke that I can understand him with the meows, but like, it was actually him saying,
I hear what you're saying.
Put me down. And then I look at Murph, I'm just like, hey, buddy.
Hey, what is Nighthawk's power?
Nighthawk, I think it was, kind of similar to Luna, where it's like a paladin and like sword and shield.
I thought that was Herc.
Herc is strength.
I thought, yeah. Oh, I thought, oh, so
just strength.
So Nighthawk is like, he's like a dark paladin type guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I had him more of like a stealth person in my head because he's a lawyer, so I had him as a stealth expert.
I think you could do there's that.
There's
I think I'm thinking more like stealth. Like think Batman plus powers.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
So he's like, hold on, and he pulls out like a thing out of his belt, and he says, "All right, you heard Murphy say words, not meowing," and he holds up a thing in front of you.
Yes,
she's not lying. He has an item of detect. He's like an artificer type guy. He's like, no, she's not.
And I go up to Murph and I do like what I do with Ellie and I do the little chin scritches.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, oh,
yes. And that's in English. And the cat says, no shit, talking cat. Okay. Murphy, if you could have talked, you could have let me know the litter was full. Like, fuck it. I hate all of you. And then he hops down and kind of says, I run this joint and you're sending me to fucking Riverside City. What is this garbage? He's literally stalking up and down the breakfast bar. Because you don't know this, but you can speak to animals. He's just talking. Yes.
Okay. I'm just shocked that I'm looking at this cat stalking up and down.
He's like 2 years old, that you think. At least as far as the shelter said, he's 2 years old.
Yeah. You guys can definitely hear him talking.
No, this time, no more meowing.
Okay, all right.
I hate meowing. It's stupid.
Well, it's more yowling, to be fair. Not really meowing. Okay. It's yowling.
Rob, you get to play Nighthawk for this, and Art, you get to play Herc. You've heard their personalities. You know where they're going. So he says, why are you going to this stupid school again?
I have to go to school.
And you too. You're approving of this garbage?
Of course.
Yes, it's in the contract.
Contracts. Stupid contracts. Piece of paper. People think make them do things. Stupid. Y'all are stupid. Bring me my lunch. Breakfast. Food. And she, like, noses his bowl. Like,
Erk will go get him food.
And Nighthawk promptly ignores him.
Well, now that I know you can talk. Ask.
I start doing, like, this chin scratching.
Ah, the one pleasant thing that happens this morning. Oh, yes.
And I keep going. And then...
Not too much! Then she nips her hand.
Ow! Come on!
Too much.
You're a cat!
Too much.
Okay! Yeah. You could say it and not bite me!
Force of habit.
God.
He hops down and, like, goes and sits by where his bowl usually gets placed. Mm-hmm. Come on! I'm waiting! Slow human, come on! Herc finally comes over with the food. And it's, like, bougie wet cat food. It's not, like... It's not dry at all. It's like the bougiest cat food. Ugh. Thank you. My pate. And he quickly just devours it. So, but that's how the day goes. And you get to learn that Murphy is way smarter than you thought.
And mean.
And is a little salty.
And is mean.
He's a mean, yeah. He's a mean cat. But you realize that, yes, he likes you.
Yeah.
And he doesn't hate your dads. He just thinks they're dumb.
Yeah.
Because they're humans. And you don't smell like a human, really.
Yeah.
For some reason. So you don't have that, you're not, to be clear.
I think at nighttime, like in her room, she's in her room and she's kind of like.
It's her last night in her room.
It's, so she's like sitting on her bed with Murph curled up. And she kind of like leans in and goes, so, I know you are talking now, right?
Yeah.
You're going to keep talking. Okay.
I
need you just to me.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll make a decision later.
I will. Give you whatever treat you want at the store if you don't talk to Tychus and Sylph. They already make fun of me for other things. I don't need them making fun of me because you're talking.
Well, I was just going to run between their feet and call them mean names so they think someone else said it.
I mean...
They're bitches.
They are bitches. I don't like them. They are not nice.
Trust me, they won't figure out it's me. I'm too smart for that.
This is
a cat you know you've seen eat poop. Like...
You're so smart, buddy. Yeah, so smart. She's scratching under the chin.
Maybe not eat poop, because he is too smart for that. But you've definitely seen him, like, lick his paws after walking in the litter.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So you're like, yeah, you're so smart.
You are so smart, bud. I know you can do it.
I know. And he promptly just curls up and falls asleep in your lap.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can trip them, but maybe limit the calling people stupid. You know? And
I'm a cat. That's my natural state.
I understand that's your natural state, but I think just, like, limiting. Do you know?
I'll think about it.
Fantastic.
And with that, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Oh, I think I'm going to have a great friend.